Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. It's radio that's good for you.
Well, as the weather gets colder and flu season starts to crop up and colds, there's new report that shows that you're more likely to get sick at work than any other place because you and your coworkers may go to work even when you're feeling sick and germs are quickly spread in close quarters. But where are most of those germs lurking and how can you protect yourself from getting sick? My guest today is Dani Smith. She's the Regional Director of Stratus Billing Solutions. Welcome to the show, Dani. So we're more likely to get sick at work. Let's just jump right into this. Where are the top dirtiest items in an office that can spread those germs?
Well, you know, we've asked our franchise owners, Melanie, at Stratus that question, and the answer was doorknobs, light switches, telephones, computer keyboards, your mouse, the buttons on your, you know, copy machine, fax machines. Here's a startling statistic. Office phones typically have more than 25,000 germs per square inch.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross when you think about it. At Stratus, we use a UVC wand, and we wave that over all of these areas that are cleaned. It kills 99.9% of all bacteria. It's a tool that dentist offices have used for several years to disinfect their tools. So,
well, if you remember, there was that little thing going around when they did that at hotels with bedspreads and stuff, too. They used those wands, and they went over bedspreads to show that the bedspreads never get washed, and it's just the sheets that get cleaned and the gross stuff that's hanging around on the bedspread at hotels. So I know about that. Now, what? So if you say office phone, let's just start right there. If you're at your own desk, that's your own office phone. Is it? Are you talking phones that many people use, or?
Well, at your own desk, your own office phone, there are going to be other people that use that phone. I mean, it's not just you that's sitting there using. You know, maybe someone will have to come over and answer it at some time. But and some offices have desks that rotate. You know, some people are there on the night shift, some people are there on the day shift. So just
that's
a very germy place. Yeah.
So what do you tell people? Because we don't want to, I mean, with the sanitization, there's this whole paradox that we're over-sanitizing our society and causing all kinds of autoimmune things. But some of the germs you're talking about are just plain out disgusting. So without being the person that walks around with a mask on your face and gloves on your hands, what do you want people to do? Yeah, like a lot of grandmothers we know and the people in that are worried about SARS. What do you want people to be doing at an office like that that isn't over the top and yet still protects them from some of those nasty business?
Well, you know, I highly recommend wiping those surfaces down with, you know, a wipe that has disinfectant on it, making sure you're cleaning your hands, washing your hands periodically throughout the day. You know, things like that can help you cut down on the germs yourself while you're in the office space on a daily basis.
So maybe wiping them down or having a crew that comes and wipes everything down once a day, but carrying sanitizer. You could really rub your hands away using that stuff all day after you touch the printer.
We have hand sanitizer sitting on every desk in my office, and it's something that we provide the employees, and they use it constantly throughout the day.
What about the air? I mean, a lot of these germs float around in the air, and people in the cubicle next to you are sniffling and coughing, and it's, you know, what do you do about that? Is there anything?
No, you really can't do much about that unless you're going to walk around with a face mask on.
Mm-hmm.
But just making sure that you're keeping your hands cleaned and sanitizing those surfaces that are up close to your mouth. I mean, typically if someone's going to be sneezing, you're not as likely to catch the germs that they have unless they're sneezing directly into your face, as much as touching surfaces, and then that ends up in your mouth when you're eating or whatever, you know, you might be doing with your fingers to your mouth, and having the phones that are right up next to your mouth, that's where it becomes a little more susceptible to getting those germs.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that some of those germs, even like on the keyboard, did you mention the keyboard?
I did.
Okay, so let's talk about the keyboard, because people eat at their desks too.
Yes,
and then they eat at their desk, and then they've got the thing on their hands, and then they go and touch their, and then not only is it cold and flu germs going around, but now there's gross rotting food and things between the keyboard keys.
Yeah, salmonella and all those fun things. So that's with Stratus, that's where that UVC wand really comes in handy for our customers, that we are just waving it over the computer keyboards, light switches, doorknobs, you know, all of those areas that I mentioned when we're there to clean, to kill that bacteria. But again, I cannot stress enough to the importance of just keeping your hands disinfected throughout the day so that that's not getting into your mouth.
Oh, that's so important. Now, how can people take this and use it at home in a similar fashion? And can people buy UVC wands?
That I do not know. That's something that we get from our supplier. I've never had anyone ask me if they could purchase one.
It'd be awesome to have one.
I don't
cruise around at the stores with it, you know, on the grocery cart.
I would imagine you could Google and find them. If dentist office use them and we use them, they've got to be out there someplace.
Yeah, boy, I bet that's an interesting little thing. So what can we do at home to kind of do a similar check of where the germs lie in our homes?
Same thing, you know, the same thing. Your kitchen sink is just a germ builder. Making sure you wash that out a couple of times a week with maybe some bleach and water solution, and then make sure it goes down the drain. Washing your sponges, running them through the dishwasher, that will kill the germs on your sponges. In your bathrooms, the same thing, just cleaning, wiping down with a disinfectant, with bleach, with Lysol, with something that kills germs. Washing your hands constantly. You know, if you're in the home with a sick person or you're caring for a sick person, I highly recommend that you have a designated sick room, if you have room for that in your home, and a designated restroom for that sick person to use during the time that they're ill. And then, of course, once they're better, or whenever you have to wash their linens on their bed, just make sure that you're washing them in hot water, and keeping going in to serve them or help them, making sure that you're washing your hands properly when you leave the room.
Well, that's really, you know, kind of the crux of it all, isn't it? It's washing your hands, but there's only so many times you want to wash your hands in a day at work. But at home, washing your hands, having the sick room, using sanitizer, making sure your counters and, what did you say, the kitchen sink? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Sponges.
And, you know, just wiping down faucets, refrigerator door handles, clean the surfaces if you have that sick room, clean down those surfaces daily. Washing any utensils or dishes used by the sick person immediately, sheets and towels cleaned with hot water.
What do you want to tell workers? Based on what you do for a living and at Stratus Solutions, what do you want to tell people about going to work sick?
My office is told do not come to work sick. Just don't do it, because it's not worth it. Then you're going to wipe out anyone else that get your germs and get sick. Just don't come to work sick. Stay home, get better, get yourself better.
Wow, you know, that's really amazing, because some bosses are not so understanding when people are sick. Oh, come in anyway, we need you. But so give us about 30 seconds. Wrap it up for us, if you would, Danny. Just your best advice about the dirtiest places at work. Ugh.
Well, my first advice is to hire Stratus so that we can help
Good
you
call.
Kill some of that bacteria that is looming in your office that you're probably not aware of. In addition to that, wiping down those surfaces with a disinfectant, washing your hands periodically throughout the day, maybe leaving a hand sanitizer on your desk and just using it throughout the day, those things will help greatly.
They sure will, and you can see more at stratusclean.com. That's stratusclean.com. And when you think about all those dirty places, boy, it can get pretty gross. But don't go to work if you're sick. Wash your hands, keep sanitizer on your desk, and maybe look for one of those UVC wands. See what's going on. Yikes. We have more great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.